This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday accused the West of ignoring Moscow's security concerns and of using Ukraine as a tool to contain Russia, though he said he hoped a solution could be found to end spiraling tensions. Putin said the Kremlin was studying a response from Washington and NATO to Moscow's security demands, but that it had been far from adequate. They were his first public remarks for weeks on the crisis, which has been fueled by fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Quote, it is already clear that fundamental Russian concerns ended up being ignored, Putin told reporters after talks with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban in Moscow. Putin repeated Russia's demands for legally binding security guarantees against further NATO expansion and the deployment of strike facilities near Russia's borders, as well as for NATO's return to military positions from before 1997. Tensions between Russia and the West have reached levels not seen since the end of the Cold War, as Moscow has massed more than 100,000 troops near its borders with Ukraine. Western leaders have accused Moscow of preparing an invasion of its pro-Western neighbor and warned of severe consequences if it invades. Russia insists it has no plans to attack and has instead put forward its own proposals, it says would ease tensions. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday urged Russia to immediately de-escalate tensions and withdraw its troops in a call with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Social media posts from accounts linked to Guinea-Bissau's president said on Tuesday the situation in the West African country was under government control and calm had returned to the capital, Bissau. Earlier, the African Union and the West African Regional Bloc, ECOWAS, denounced an attempted coup in Guinea-Bissau after heavy gunfire was heard near a government compound where the president had been chairing a cabinet meeting. A post on the president's official Facebook account said, quote, calm returns to Bissau. It include undated photos of the president seated in an armchair in conversation with military officers in uniform. A Twitter post from an unverified account in his name said he was well. Prior to those developments, the African Union had said some government members were being detained and had called on the military to release them without giving details. The Canadian province of Quebec is scrapping a plan that would make adults who refuse COVID-19 vaccines pay a special health contribution, according to its premier, as he announced it on Tuesday, saying the idea is too divisive. The prime minister unveiled the proposed measure last month, saying those who choose to avoid inoculations should help cover the extra cost imposed on the health system by the coronavirus. Experts said the idea would go against the spirit of Canada's universal public health system. The prime minister said he was worried about the divisions that COVID-19 and measures introduced to fight it has caused in Quebec, the second most populous of the 10 provinces. Quebec and neighboring Ontario, which together account for around 61% of Canada's population, are starting to lift restrictions amid signs that the Omicron variant has peaked. A man who plowed his car into a knife attacker in an attempt to stop him from stabbing a woman has been freed without charge, British police said Tuesday. More than 75,000 people had signed a petition urging police not to charge the driver, who was arrested for allegedly knocking down a knife attacker, calling him a hero, and saying, quote, he shouldn't be charged with murder. The 26-year-old was detained on January 24th in northwest London after a man stabbed his ex-wife in broad daylight on a busy street. Shocked bystanders had tried unsuccessfully to stop the man, until he was struck by a car, and the man and the woman were both pronounced dead at the scene. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.